Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vada Dali Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vada Dali Yasoda nandana Praja janarandana Yasoda nandana Praja janarandana Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Hey go, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara. Hey go! Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara. Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. Obviously this is a special initiation which in some ways makes me also very moved. The first is an immediate reason, the second a more distant. The immediate reason is that I notice as I'm spending a few days here how dear Manu and Jairate are to all of you. A wonderful community, of our Alachua community. You all are very dear and you hold Manu and Jairadhe very dear. They are not just devotees like so many devotees, but they are very dear to all of you. And when I was in New Mayapur, France, for Balaram's Appearance Day, I also noticed how very dear the young generation holds Manu and Jairadhe. It's very, I noticed they are very dear to the devotees. A little while ago I met my nephew, many years ago actually, a few years ago, when I do my yearly family visit, and he said, "Wow, Manu and Jairadhe, they saved my life. I was so attracted to the glitter of the material energy." He didn't express it so poetically. But then I went to this bus tour, and they virtually saved my life by, yes, doing something with which, what was the name of the devotee who spoke? Your friend? Anupayani. Anapayani said, they make Krishna consciousness so real, and it doesn't sound that Krishna consciousness is a pressure cooker when you meet them, but it's an enhancement of the life. Somehow she said like this. And I noticed when I talked with my nephew Madhusudan, first of all I noticed I'm his uncle. I had never thought in such terms, but then I noticed Manu and Jairadhe are just very dear to the devotees. I noticed that. And then I came to the past, and this past has just caught up with me today. It's a distant reason why I'm moved. The immediate reason is that I just notice they are just such jewels for many of you, and have shown some light when their path, the path of these devotees, didn't seem so bright, not so clear. The distant reason is that I was actually in the bus party which came and made contact with Manu. Yes, we had a yellow bus, and it's just like the school bus but much smaller. And we came to the house, and we did kirtan, and I saw Manu. He was, as he is now, quiet but full of many secrets inside. And I don't know, I immediately thought, well, this person will be a great devotee, no worry. And because I had no worry, I lost him out of sight. The only remembrance which I had was when the two brothers, he has a brother, also came to Schloss Rettershof, the castle. And we had a lift, a hand-pull lift from the kitchen to the deity before room, where we would pull, you know, the preparations which were cooked in the kitchen up. It was like a food lift. No, it was used by the knights. The knights were had the kitchen, and then downstairs in something like a basement, and then there was a lift which brought the undesirable foodstuffs up to where they were dining. So the dining hall was now the temple room, and there was the deity room. So I remember Manu would always play in that lift. And the lift would get stuck in between, and there would be a problem, and I had to save Manu a few times. I remember that he got stuck, and I had to save him. I remember very clearly. They were just playing in that lift, and no matter how much everyone would forbade them, they were children, and they were curious. The lift was the best. And it was good. I wished I would have been small, then I would have tried it also. It was really an amazing lift, you know. But he got stuck in the lift, and he needed help. Now, I do remember this very vividly. And then he went to France, to the Gurukul there, and later came to America, and then I met Jai Radhe, and I immediately felt, wow, what a different person from Manu. When Manu smiles, you don't see any teeth, but when Jai Radhe smiles, you see all the teeth in the universe. When she smiles, she really smiles. Yeah. And laughs. Yes, so that, and I begin to understand that they are very complementary, and that they help each other in their unique service. And because they have such complementary qualities, yes, that's a very good marriage in Krishna consciousness. So, yes, coming to the point, they are very dear to all of you, and I feel, because this is my second time here, I almost feel like an intruder in the ceremony. Although, and I had to make my case, no, I know Maru from childhood, you know. I'm not a distant foreigner. I had to make my case here. Having said this, I would like to set a frame for what is now going to happen, and I will speak for two audiences. I will first of all speak to those who are initiated, Manu and Jai Radhe, but then I wish to address all of you. And you will see that this is that I would like to present some thoughts about initiation, some scriptural references, so that you can see where you are on the land map, where you are in your initiation. Most of you are initiated, initiated devotees. I will address this group. I don't want to convince those who are not initiated to be initiated. That's not that audience. You are invited to hear what initiation means. But I really want to talk to two audiences. So Manu and Jai Radhe, and then to all of you who have taken this vow. Prabhupada gave a lecture on the meaning of initiation. He wrote a letter in the year 1969, which I always thought was describing it in a very, very motivating way, in a very, let me say, serious and deep way. He said, "This initiation ceremony is a Vedic principle." Oh, by the way, this lecture will not be for small children, because I can't address them. It's too complicated, the subject. So if your children feel bored, I refer you to the ethical values of responsible parenting. Please do take care of them so that they don't need to scream before you notice it's time to take care of them elsewhere. If this was too subtle, if you have children who are talking now, please take them and take care of them. Elsewise, there will be. This is a lecture where we need to concentrate. Mm. Oh, but now the best friend has to go. That's not good. Can you give your? You can really. Okay. Oh, if your child is asleep, good. Don't provoke him. Yeah. Mm. So here, what is the meaning of initiation? And I feel these timeless principles are always true, and we have to now focus on them, because only when we go into the ceremony with a deep understanding of the meaning will we really have that experience which we wish to have as an audience, and which we want to have as those who initiate, who take initiation. He said, this initiation ceremony is a Vedic principle. Principles means they don't change. Huh? It's always there. This initiation ceremony is a Vedic principle to lead a conditioned soul to the higher level of transcendental life. And then Prabhupada talks about the journey of the soul through the 8,400,000 species of life, and then when it finally obtains the human form of life, with it the soul attains an opportunity which was not granted in other life forms. It's the opportunity to make the journey perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada then continues to say, when a child is born, it is the responsibility of the state, of the father, of the mother, of the relatives, and of the teachers, just to raise the child to the standard of Krishna consciousness, so that the child may not have any more to repeat the process of birth and death. But being fully situated in Krishna consciousness, he may be transferred to the spiritual world. And situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets. The most important of the Vaikuntha planets is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. So, a journey, a long, long journey, billions of years the journey took before coming to the human form of life. Now there's an opportunity, a golden opportunity to enter the land of love and fearlessness. Goloka Vrindavan. So, Prabhupada continues, this initiation means the preliminary chance for preparing oneself to achieve this higher perfection. Preliminary. It's the beginning. I'm very glad that you are always interested in the Krishna consciousness movement, and you will please chant at least 16 rounds daily, observing the rules and regulations. So then Prabhupada goes on to explain what are these regulations which help this journey. He talks about three types of regulations. He says, chant 16 rounds. He says, four regulative principles, which we all know. And he says, so that all this goes well, you must avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name, which I believe are known in your community. He mentions one as inattention while chanting the holy name. So follow faithfully, and there is no question that you will come out successful. If you want to read this letter, it's a letter addressed to Kula Shekhar Prabhu, July 31st, 1969. I always feel when I give such a class that I have to ask myself, how well am I doing in these three areas? 16 rounds, four regulated principles, avoiding aparadhas. How well? And I know that my spiritual master can only help me if I'm prepared to do my best in these areas. My best, whatever it is. Then he can help me. It requires my cooperation. There is a crucial point here. And I liked so much how, if I have the right name, not Anna Payini, how she said it. Krishna, these things should never be seen as a pressure. It should be seen as something which enhances our lives. And the enhancement, you will only see this as enhancement if you have a taste in doing, in following Krishna consciousness. If you don't have a taste, this will be exquisite tortures, these three things. If you have a taste, it will be wonderful. Sometimes devotees asked some sannyasis who preach, they said, how you never sleep and you do this so much exertion and effort and they say, we like doing it, it's not a problem. Or Prabhupada, he was once asked, I don't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and translate. No one tells me this, but I like doing this. It's my life. This means taste. My dear devotees, how long, and the initiates also, you are also included, how long can you do something just because it's your duty? But how easy can you do everything and more when you have a taste in it? If you like doing it, if it is like a glowing yes in you, then even austerities become an enhancement. No? That the father is sweaty. He carries in one hand his one little girl and another hand another little girl. Maybe they are grown up. They come back after a long journey and they are there 50 extra kg on the father. But because there is love and the taste of parenthood, my little girls have jumped in my eyes. My eyes first, but then my arms. He likes it. I have a grihastha who looks very fragile, but sometimes his children just come and say, Daddy! And they take a storm and they jump on him and he falls down and he likes it because he has a taste of parenthood, of sweet rasa, sweet relationship. Things which are heavy, you know, the weight of another person, when there is a taste, it is very, very congenial to the principles of happiness. It's very good. I could give many examples, but no need. I think you have understood. How can we have a taste in our spiritual life? I think this question must be addressed, because otherwise we know, especially amongst the we call them second generation, we call them guru coolies, we call them youth, we are at a loss because they are no longer youth, they are 40 years old, but whatever they are, these people who are younger than us old people, you know, they have problems to chant 16 rounds. We know this. In America, also the old people have problems to chant 16 rounds. It's a fact. We can try to put it under the carpet, but it's there. It stares in our life when we are in private. You know, when you have things in private under your carpet, you see it very well, because the carpet has an uncomfortable tilt. It becomes a mountain now, finally, you know. How can we chant 16 rounds? With taste. I want to read something which I think is just addressing the thing. So Prabhupada says in a lecture which he called "Kindly Pick Me Up." Now, I mean, this was the title given to this lecture. So bhakti is so nice thing that very easily you can get the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if Krishna is pleased upon you, then what remains to be done? Everything you get. You don't require much money, much education, nothing of the sort. Simply you require your heart. You require your heart. Oh Krishna, you are my Lord. You are my master eternally. I am your servant eternally. Let me be engaged in your service. And from there you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I'm your servant. Somehow or other I have now fallen in this material condition. Kindly pick me up and engage me in service. I'm your servant eternal. Somehow or other I have fallen in this ocean and I'm struggling. Pick me up. This is Bhakti Marga, devotional service. Become very humble, become meek, always pray to Krishna. Kindly consider me as one of the particles of the dust of the lotus feet of your Lordship. I'm disconnected dust, make me connected dust. This is not Prabhupada's words. If you want to chant and you don't want to be a compromised chanter who has a huge mountain of unfinished rounds under the carpet of his life, you have to chant with taste. And that taste will come just like the taste comes to the father who has his little 15 and 14 years old girl who jumped at him. He loves them. He has a relationship with them. It's not a vain. No one has to say, watch your spine, it might have a little problem, or your sciaticus or whatever. No, he picks them up with taste. It's not a burden, because it's a relationship. So if you want to chant with taste, you must have a relationship with Krishna. You must think, I'm the servant, he's my master. I just pray to him. I just call his names. And that is all I do. Hare Krishna. Now, I want to bring a heavy point. what will change? When Manu approached me and Jairade approached me, I think it was in near Atlanta, the Blue Mountain Range, where we had a japa retreat, they said they thought seriously about initiation. I didn't know that. It was the first time it came out of Manu's mouth, and I knew it was well considered. He must have thought about it for many years, because he doesn't always speak very fast. I mean, very quickly when something is in the mind. And my first question to myself was, what will change? Why initiation? You're doing everything. You are the beloved of Srila Prabhupada. You have the most amazing service which you do. Why all of a sudden initiation? I was clearly puzzled by this. And this puzzlement has not really left me until Manu got me in an air-conditioned Florida car from the Orlando airport. And I asked, what will change for you? And I heard an answer which awed me. I was in awe. I thought, my God, this person is more advanced than I am. I heard an answer which made me think very deeply. You know, we preachers ask the question and we always then have the answer, but we pretend we don't have it, so that we evoke an answer. I did have an answer, what will change, because I thought maybe he will not have an answer, then at least, you know, if we look at each other silent, and I go, I also don't have an answer, that would be a little problematic for the relationship. I'm supposed to know, you know. So I really thought, what will change? Tamoha Prabhu gave one answer. He said, I had a responsibility, a heavy one, and I'm going it now. I'm giving it now to you. And I went, oh Krishna. But this was Tamoha Prabhu's answer. What would be Manu's answer? And I asked the same question to Jairade later. And she also gave a beautiful answer. And this is what I heard him saying. He said, by making such a commitment of giving formal vows, I will give a commitment to Prabhupada which I have not yet given before. I can think I'm serving. I can think I'm doing everything, but by making a commitment, I'm held responsible, and that change makes all the change. So I heard this answer, but then, because I'm an inborn skeptic, I thought, really? I mean, he now gives some promise and he gets beads, they get beads, but so many have given promises and given beads, and I know they don't do, they hold up to the promises. So what will change, really? And then a beautiful point came into my mind. See, this is, our movement is all about a journey. Going back home, back to Godhead. It's about an opportunity which is not given in other forms of life. And if we want to awake to this opportunity and journey, we need to connect with Krishna. Krishna, I'm now disconnected a little bit or a lot. I don't know how much you feel disconnected. I want to change this. I want to be with you again. And And this is, this inner orientation gives meaning, because then you will also endeavor. Initiation is not a one-sided affair, that the guru does something, or what is behind him, this whole school or parampara, starting with Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No, you also have to give your willing cooperation, then only it works. There was once a man who had fallen in a well, and he felt discomfortable and fast and too much, no food, and he had broken his ankle also. So he screamed. For 1 week he screamed. Finally, a man heard it, saw him, and lowered a rope with a, how do you call this? Something is there? A noose, yeah, where you can just sit in, and then they carry you. And the man said up there, hold the rope and we will pull you up. And the man said, no, I'm not doing this. I will not hold the rope. You do everything. Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara and the servants of the Parampara can only do something if we say, yes, I'm holding the rope. It requires in American English two to tango. Or to put it into a more serious way of expressing it, disciple and guru need each other on this way. They need their cooperation. Then only it will come where it is supposed to come. And this type of commitment, this feeling, yes, I have a chance, wow, I can go with someone, that helps us when we enter the dark night of the Japa period, where we don't feel enthusiastic and inspired. No, here's a chance. I can go back to Krishna. I can go. I remember once, and I was, Prabhupada was in London, and Bury Street, and we were talking. I was talking with my friend in German about this Krishna consciousness, so good, and Prabhupada is so good. And he said, let's do Sankirtan for Prabhupada out of the order. We will just go into Oxford Street and we will sing Kirtan and distribute books. Yes, let's do this. And we did this, and we did it for many hours, and we were so inspired. Then at the end, we just, you know, immaturely as we were, we just danced and said, I'm going back to Godhead. He was a musician and he gave it a tune, you know, and we were just dancing, and we were dancing to the temple. And I remember we were dancing, two immature young disciples. We are going back to God. And we had the tune, you know, it was really a groovy tune. And Prabhupada looked out of the window, I remember, because we were so loud. And he just looked at us, first what's happening, you know, and then he saw us. And I never forget, we were very loud, you know. He was almost as loud as Gauravani can be when he sings. Really loud voice, you know. Going back to Godhead. Boom, it had a little rock and roll in it, but you know, it was loud. Prabhupada looked. And I never forget his expression. It became so tender. He became so loving. He smiled. He smiled at us, and he made a gesture. I forgot, because his smile already took me over, and I was just in tears. And I think he did this or this, some gesture was there. And we just, and then he made, it's enough, you know. And we knew time was up, and we did our obeisances on the on the walkway, and we became normal again. You know, and but I do remember this smile and this promise. And I see, I'm here in a difficult situation. I'm just a humble servant of Prabhupada. I'm doing this. These devotees are much more advanced than I am. I know this. I'm enthusiastic for this path, and I want to help devotees, these two in this path. The scriptures say, and I will end with this point, so that the guru becomes also clear, the role of the guru. In the scriptures it says that the disciple is like a lotus, Krishna is like the sun, and the guru like the pond in which the lotus grows. What is the duty of the guru? It's the same duty which the pond has. It's to nourish the devotees, to nourish them spiritually so that they can grow in the sunlight. Imagine there's a sun and the lotus lies on the land. There's no pond to nourish. Then the lotus will dry up. So if we have God, only God, and no one who's with us, who can monitor us, who can inspire us, who can answer questions which we have, then we might dry up. But if we make a guru cult and we have only the guru and no talk of Krishna, then it's like a lotus the disciple becomes like a lotus who doesn't have the sun. He will rot. Do you know lotus flower, when there's no sun, there's only moisture, and then the wetness, then the disciple will rot. So we all need the two. We need the Krishna sun to as our goal, as our hope, as our prayojana tattva, the ultimate. And we need also help on the way, a nourishment on the way. So I want to request all of you to join me in the pond. I'm very alone. I'm not very qualified, but you are qualified devotees, qualified Vaishnavas. You are wonderful. Also this community, I so much fell in love with the community, because I think here Krishna consciousness works. Why? Because individuals can be individuals. They can go their individual path and they are not judged. They are accepted and carried by everyone. I could see this yesterday. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. And so on. So please, your community are very important. Parents ji, Adama Prabhu, I know how you meant it, and I'm very grateful for your loving trust. But I also have to say, please keep an eye, you know, on Jairaji and Manu. naturally, and Mantrini, please be the strong mother which you are. You know, very important. Otherwise, it won't work. We need a lot of water in the pond. That's very important. Let us all join a community of care, the pond community, so that everyone can get the nourishment from the community. And I can see this here. I'm really, really inspired. And please don't consider me an intruder here. I'm trying also to fit in the pond. So good. Krishna, what did I want to say? I wanted to say this is an ancient ceremony which we will soon do under Chaturatma Prabhu's able guidance. It's a ancient thing. It is helping us to go back home, back to Godhead. All of you, please see the here the bus. This is a mandala, which is quite modern. I don't think this is already known in South India. We have to photograph it and send it to the Ranganath temple as a new creation. You can see it a little later, we have to photograph it and send it. It's a journey back home, back to Godhead, which we can see there. And I really wanted to say this. It's a journey. It works when there are three items there in our sadhana. This was 16 rounds minimum, preferably more and more and more, singing and chanting of the holy names. Then for the four rules and regulations, then the 16 the offenses against the holy name. I will give you the exact reference, and you can look it after. This is very good. And this is what I wanted to express, really. And I wish the community now to do what Mahaprabhu asked the devotees when Dabhyakas and Sakka Malik took initiation. Dabhyakas and Sakka Malik, you may not know them, that was their name before, they took initiation and they expressed themselves very devotionally to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, "Your humility breaks my heart." And he expressed a desire, and the desire which I would like to present to you also is Mahaprabhu's desire. He said to the devotees, "Now you all please bless these two devotees. And I request you to do, just go into your heart for a moment and just find all your good wishes which you have for the two, and then from your heart please just look. If you have any good wishes, I'm sure you have, you will find them, please. And then lovingly raise your arms and say, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Once again, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Once again, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Nothing can go wrong now. So we will give the microphone now to our Chaturatma Prabhu. Please someone bring the microphone there.
I'm going to take a priestly license here and say a couple of words. Like I could be stopped. I'm very grateful to Satchinandana Swami for engaging me in this service. That I know that if I'm somehow able to render some service to Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples, that I'll get a little benefit. Maybe have as much of a taste for the holy name as he does. And I feel very blessed to be sitting here with Jairadu and Mani, having performed their wedding ceremony some many years ago to only a fraction of the crowd we have here. So if they can even manifest even a small portion of the commitment they have since that last ceremony we did together in this ceremony, then this will definitely take place. So some purificatory mantras. Om yasya kamana punyaha bhavantu bhruvantu hum punyaha hum punyaha hum punyaha Om asya kamana swasti bhuvantu bhruvantu ho yushman swasti Om swasti hum swasti hum swasti Om asya kamana radhyam bhavantu bhruvantu omriddayam omriddayam omriddayam. Both of you please take the, you know how to say Ashman, both of you, right? Yeah. It's half. So, take the spoon in your left hand. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayana Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Then you can recite after me. Om apavitra pavitro va sarva vashtam katupiva yasmaret pundari kaksham savaya yantara suchi Shri Vishnu. And a second time. Keshava Namaha. Om Narayana Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitro Pavitro Va Sarva Vashtam Kato Piva Yasmaret Kundari Kraksham Savaya Vyantara Suchi Shri Vishnu. And a third time. Keshava Namaha. Om Narayana Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitro Pavitro Va Sarva Vashtam Kato Piva Yasmaret Kundari Kaksham Savaya Yantara Suchi Shri Vishnu.
This translation, whether one is pure or impure, or having passed through all conditions of life, if one remembers the lotus eye, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one becomes purified externally and internally. So we're going to ask Lalita and Jai Govardhan to come and put the neck beads on them. Oh, okay. All right. Cora and Anupayan, yeah? Okay. This is a big Kodak moment for all of you. Of course, this is one community where you don't have to make note of that. Do the sankalpa. Sankalpa is the vow to move forward and solemnly take these vows. So again, take the water, put it in your right hand and hold it there.
Om Tat Sat Sri Govinda Sri Govinda Sri Govinda Asyam Subhatito Achyuta Gotra Chaturatma Dasa Sri Krishnayam Priravartyam Karmani Karishyami Samskara Upanayha Diksha.
And when you're
called for, you offer full obeisances, partial obeisances, slight demaraj so that your feet aren't at the deities, receive the beads, and then afterwards offer obeisances again. Okay.
Yes, so there is a verse after initiation, the disciple's name must be changed. To indicate that he is a servant of Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is now the part for the formal vows, and we will then give the beads. I heard these beads went through all the holy waters in India, so they will work. And I want to ask first Manu to come forward.